بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا، صدق الله العظيم. Most respected علماء کرام, brothers and elders, MashaAllah, this is an occasion where we have come to encourage our children in the efforts that they have been making in acquiring the ilm of deen. We heard one presentation, something about investments, and that if we had to know about some real genuine investment, we'll rush to put whatever we have in it. But the real investment is the investment of akhirat. And in the context of what we have gathered for, the real investment is for our children to invest deen in them and put them onto the path of akhirat. That will be their good fortune as well, and for our good fortune also. In the hadith sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that إِذَا مَاتَ ابْنُ آدَمْ إِنْ قَطَعَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ. When a person passes away, all his actions stop. Everything is over. He can't recite one subhanallah. He cannot perform one salah. He can do nothing. But there are three avenues by which the rewards continue to be received. And one of those three avenues that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, a waladin salihin yad'ula, that a person leaves behind a pious child, and because he left behind a child with piety, so then that child will be driven by that piety to remember the parents after they are gone. So it is not that just that the child is behind, because very soon they'll forget the parents. But if they were left behind with piety, then the piety will make them remember their parents. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that that person who left behind a pious child, who now remembers the parents in his dua, he sometimes is giving some sadaqah on their behalf, he is making some amal and making the niyat of sawab to the parents. So now this is an investment. Previously, this was a very standard thing, that together with whatever natural concern parents would have for the welfare of their children, and a person now is advancing in his age, so he wants to leave something behind for his children. So people will have the normal concern, but more than the concern about leaving them with valuables, the concern was to leave them with values. Unfortunately, nowadays, the very great focus is on valuables, material possessions. What kind of wealth we can leave behind, material wealth. But often nowadays, the values have been lost. Many things which were standard once upon a time, standard in terms of, for example, adab, respect. At a very high level, this was a standard thing. Anyone, everyone. Adab for parents, adab for elders and seniors, adab for the Quran Sharif, adab for the masjid, adab for deen, in every matter of deen, was a very, very standard thing. And when there was some little lapse in somebody's level of adab, it became very conspicuous to everybody, because it was something that was against the norm and the standard. Unfortunately, now it has gone the other way around. MashaAllah, when somebody conducts himself in the correct manner with good, genuine adab, then he stands out, because the standard has gone so low. Somebody is holding his Quran Sharif in the correct manner, he is respecting it, placing it properly, it will catch the eye of people. Why? Because this is now something out of the norm. Because the norm is anyhow it's held, carried anyhow, kept anyhow. Open our cupboards at home sometimes, then we'll see how the Quran Sharif is being kept. Now this is the difference, that when we leave behind only valuables, then the values, if there's no values, the valuables also will get squandered. And neither will there be any investment for us or for themselves, for the akhirat. So now how are we going to get these values in the lives of the children? So one is the very, very important and essential aspect of ta'aleem. Many things get taken for granted in life when it is very easily available and when generally we don't have to make too much of an effort to acquire it. When there's water on tap, it's taken for granted. Suddenly when there's some problem, we had experienced some problems not too long ago. There was a time of the floods, there were some other times, from time to time some water shedding. Now suddenly when there's a problem, now the person appreciates every drop. But when there's everything in abundance and with ease, it's taken for granted. So many things of this nature, among the things is the basic maktab ta'aleem. This is Allah Ta'ala's very special grace and favor and bounty on us. And this is the efforts of our forefathers who came to this country initially, and despite being faced with all the basic challenges and basic necessities, they didn't have the ease and comforts that have become the standard nowadays. And they had these bread and butter issues, but they never neglected the ta'aleem of their children. Wherever they went, they established masjid and madrasa, maktab. There was no compromise in that. What we are reaping is the fruits of the trees they planted. We are building on the foundations they laid. And it was a very difficult time at that time. But now because, mashallah, in many, many communities, areas in our country, maktab is a standard thing which those behind the scenes who make the efforts, who undertake a lot of sacrifices, make a lot of effort to try and make sure everything is happening smoothly, all the facilities are in place. So what is the outcome? The outcome is it gets taken for granted. Those who go, they go. And if the child goes, doesn't go, goes late, gets absent for trivial reasons, will seek leave for trivial reasons, because it's there, it's one of those things, it happens, doesn't happen, what's a big deal? So it's taken for granted. Why it's taken for granted? Because for the general public, it's available and with ease. Hardly nothing, no effort required. And at hardly any cost, or maybe no cost also. But if we go out a little bit, then we'll realize what is the value of this maktab. That this is the foundation on which deen exists in a community. Any community, deen will exist on the foundation of that primary deeni education. Take that out of a community and give it one generation, two generations, they might not even remember the kalima, which has happened in places in the world. Two, three generations later, no primary maktab education, no deeni ta'aleem, and deen was lost. People forgot they were Muslims also. So the first thing is to be conscious of this ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And the shukr for this ni'mat, we have to be part of it in every way. If we have children, then we make sure they're taking the ta'aleem of the makatib. If our children are in the maktab, we ensure that they are attending correctly. They are benefiting fully. And all the other things that go along with it. So the one aspect is the ta'aleem of the children. This we're talking about, we want to instill values. We want to really make the right investment. So the first and most important thing is this ta'aleem. But then the ta'aleem goes hand in hand with what is known as tarbiyat, the nurturing, the correct upbringing. Now in the maktab, the child is there for 2 hours in the day and 22 hours elsewhere. And then the weekend is not there. And then the whole holiday is gone. So the rest of the time is in the parents' care. So the 2 hours ta'aleem, that is essential, fundamental. Though it's only 2 hours, but we cannot compromise on that. But then the rest of it is tarbiyat. What is the meaning? What's the difference between the two? Ta'aleem is to teach somebody something. For example, salah now. MashaAllah, we heard so many of the virtues of salah. Maybe the various other details about salah were taught as well. So now that lesson about salah, the virtues of salah, the importance of salah, the method of salah, this is all linked to ta'aleem. But making the child a musalli, that is dependent on tarbiyat. Now, mashallah, the child learned about salah. He presented the details about salah to us. Children come home with that lesson. Tomorrow they have to write an exam. What is the subject? It's about salah. What are the virtues of salah? But then at the time of salah, the father is sleeping. The father says, well, we'll see, we'll go tomorrow. So there's no tarbiyat has happened. And what is the outcome of this? That the child understands in his mind that, well, salah, it's fine. You do it very good. Don't do it too, it's okay. Where he got this from? From the environment that he is in, the lesson, the practical lesson he got from the elders around him. So the tarbiyat is that effort that is made to make the salah a part and parcel of his life. That's an effort. So the 2 hours talim in the home, there's 22 hours of 2 hours talim in the maktab, 22 hours of tarbiyat at home. Obviously 22 hours, meaning the child is under the care of the parents. So likewise, all the other aspects of deen that are taught to the children in the maktab, whether it is about respect, what kind of speech is used and what is supposed to be refrained from, how does a child use his time, what does he do, what he doesn't do, all this will depend on what tarbiyat is made. Hazrat Maulana Umar Palampuri Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, we would have all heard his name somewhere or the other, very great personality, one of the people who were in the forefront of da'wat in the entire world. So one aspect about his childhood, he himself mentioned that when they were little children, as they were growing up, so his mother used to say to him, so to the children, you want to ever make ghibat of anybody, make ghibat of me. Of who? Of their mother. Now who in the right mind is going to make ghibat of their mother? But what was the whole point in it? Say, look, if you want to make ghibat of anybody, then you make ghibat of me. Why? Because by making ghibat, talking ill of others, you are going to give your rewards to them. That's what happens in ghibat. Speak ill of others, things that they won't like being spoken about them, then all the hard-earned rewards, the salah, the fasting, the sadaqah and charity, and so many good deeds all dished out to others. So he says, well, if you're going to give your good deeds to somebody, I'm more deserving. So you rather give it to me. Now, was it just a matter of wanting good deeds? Obvious, they're not going to be ghibat of their mother. It was to implant this message and lesson deep down in the heart. Don't ever make ghibat. Don't ever make ghibat of anybody. But now this was tarbiyat. This was a deep lesson imparted by a parent who understood what is tarbiyat. That child who is woken up, no, it's time for salah now, you can't be sleeping. That's tarbiyat. And if this, well, now it's sleeping, so let him sleep. Tarbiyat got lost. He spoke something out of turn, spoke something that he shouldn't be spoken, and overlooked. Tarbiyat got lost. But he was corrected. He was reprimanded if necessary. And tarbiyat is taking place. He is spending his time in a destructive manner. Say, well, children are children, they'll do as it is. Now they're small. But every big tree grows up how it was growing when it was small. So it was growing in an angle, that branch will go in an angle. It was kept straight, it'll grow straight. So likewise, what is instilled in the early years of that child, that is what they'll grow up with. So the talim is essential, and with that, the responsibility is not over. That we send our child to maktab, so our job is done. No, the bigger job is still at home. And the bigger job is that of tarbiyat. And when that tarbiyat, correct tarbiyat will take place, there's talim in the home as well, and the correct tarbiyat is taking place, that nurturing is happening all the time. And this was a big concern of every parent previously. Instilling the correct values. Valuables came, didn't come, that was second. The right values. And when the right values came, those were the children who looked after their parents also. Because they understood the value of parents. Because they had the right values. And if the values weren't the only valuables, then unfortunately those same children who they got left with the valuables, while the parents were still alive too, they put them in some other place, old age home. Because they only understood them, what's valuables. Values, no idea what values. Values of how to care for one's parents and Jannat lies under their feet, all that got lost. Why? Tarbiyat. tarbiyat didn't take place. So while the ta'lim is essential, together with that is the tarbiyat, and that is the more than at any other time in our previous history. Now is a time that we can never compromise on this tarbiyat. The number of things that are bombarding ourselves and our children from every direction, now we have to step up tarbiyat far more than ever before and become more alert. The world is being, from every direction, the focus is how to make dunya and be entertained. And everybody, the children want the entertainment, the parents want the entertainment also. And in the process of the entertainment, tarbiyat goes out of the door. Let us now take this to heart and be conscious of the ta'lim as well. Be very conscious of the tarbiyat of our children. Bring deen alive in every respect and invest in these values in our children. That will make them assets for themselves, assets for us. They'll become sadaqah jariyah for us when we are gone, and they'll become an asset for the ummah as well. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept one and all. Allah accept all the efforts that are taking place, all who are involved in these very sterling efforts. Many things happen which we will have no idea. Those who are doing it are doing it. The rest of us will have no idea what went behind it. But these are the things that make communities flourish and brings about that great benefit to our children, to the community, which we will have no idea what went behind it. The least we can do, we can make dua for them at least. And that is not less. It might be the least, but it's very great. We should make dua for all those who are involved, mashallah. The asatiza, the people who are behind the scenes making an effort, those who are facilitating all these things. And we support it in every way we can. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.